We continue on here with our locker room chats, KNZA 103.9 FM. The basketball season is upon us, and we continue to talk about the Chargers of Horton. Now we transition to the boys' side with new head coach, that is David Losey, and it's brought to you by USP and Sweet Pro Feeds. Coach, welcome. Of course, first-year head coach with the Horton boys. You've had some familiarity with us here, you know, spending some time at Riverside in years past, but you got a lot of coaching experience coming in. And maybe for those who don't know you or maybe not heard of you, give our listeners maybe a quick sense of how you wound up here coaching the Horton boys.
Well, I had started out west. I'm actually originally from out west there, Hayes area, and did a lot of coaching in Cimarron, Kansas, out by Dodge City and Goodland, Kansas, and have a lot of family up here around Kansas City area, so we moved this way and started out over Riverside High School, middle school, and decided to come on over here, South Brown, and that's how I ended up this way.
Well, you take over a Chargers team that went 7-14 a year ago, but a lot of key pieces back from that team. You got three returning starters in the backcourt, a couple key pieces returning in the paint as well. What do you like about the roster that you have assembled for this year?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head here. We got a lot of experience coming back from last year, and you know they'd had some struggles for the few years prior to, and last year getting better and better as the season went on. We had a great summer, a lot of participation, a lot of shots got up, a lot of things they had to do X's and O's wise, learning. So we actually felt like we were kind of ahead of the game once practice started. So I like their enthusiasm and their willingness to learn.
Who's the one or two, maybe even three guys you kind of point at, kind of the expectations, the team leaders? Who do you have maybe the highest expectations for this year?
Well, you've got to point at the three guys that started in the backcourt. You know, there's Luke McAfee, a sophomore, Gannon Becker, a junior, and then Cooper Wishrup's also a junior. So they were pretty young, and it was a learning experience for them last year. I was very fortunate to be on staff the previous 3 years and watch those kids grow a little bit. So, you know, they're key, obviously. And then you've got a senior Jack Allen and senior Trent Ottman inside and a couple of juniors, Caden Smith. And then you've got a sophomore, Dante Masquan, who's about 6'3", that could be guys in the paint. And those kids, I mean, we've got some leaders, but they're all great kids. I mean, they're just several of them have the, you know, tools to be good leaders, and they really do get after it.
What's your coaching style like? What's kind of the emphasis maybe you put in on offense? What do you look for when your team plays defense? I mean, just your coaching style in general, what are you trying to emphasize here with your team?
Well, sometimes you have to adjust your style to fit your kids. You know, it's not always, but the things we like to do, and I think we'll be able to accomplish some of this, is offensively we want to move, obviously, especially against man defenses and even against zones. I notice there's a lot of zones played up in Northeast Kansas, seems to be more than where I come from out west, but I think sometimes that's coaches adjusting to what they have too, but we always want to be moving without the ball. You make the defense work. Defensively, we like, you know, mix in both man, different type of matchup zones, but we also want to be very active there. And probably the biggest stressor I have on the defensive side of the ball is don't give up offensive rebounds. You know, contest shots, don't give up offensive rebounds. And then on the offensive side, don't turn the ball over. Keep those possessions at a premium.
What's the expectation on the Northeast Kansas League? Obviously, it was Valley Falls' league a year ago. They made it all the way to the state tournament. They were undefeated in league play. What's kind of your expectations for league play here this year?
There's Valley Falls is going to be great again. They have so much experience, and they have that winning attitude, winning atmosphere. I'm sure JCN will be good again. But I think, most of the league, it's going to be very balanced. I think there's going to be, fights, as you could say, I guess, night in and night out. There's going to be a lot of good competition, but if I were to point at a couple out, yeah, that's probably who I'd say. Maybe, that's where you want to raise your level of expectation to and where you want to be. So it's going to be a lot of dogfights, I think, every Tuesday and Friday.
Your season starts at home on Friday against McLouth. What's kind of the expectations for game number one?
Hopefully we play well, and hopefully we take care of the basketball and do those little things that we're supposed to do and do them right. I expect them to be much improved from last year because he played a lot of young kids. And we'll just go from there and see what happens and then head on to next week.
Horton Chargers boys basketball coach David Losey joining us here. It's brought to you by USB and Sweet Pro Feeds. They get McLouth at home on Friday in the season opener. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much as always, and we'll do it again next week.
All right. Thank you.